What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You watch the Braves game, obviously. Unfortunately, there wasn't much to see there either. You can approach this a number of different ways, and we will. I will say off the bat, it's still nice to have gone 5-2 in the 7-game stretch against the Mets. That's good. Like, that's unequivocally good. It's frustrating because you lost the final two games of the series, and you got a really nice start yesterday from Holmes, and their pitcher blew out his Achilles in the fourth inning, I assume. We'll see when we get the official announcement today, but I assume that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And yet you couldn't score any runs off of them. You got one hit off of their bullpen and just a lot of really bad at-bats as well. So pretty frustrating way for that series to end with a whimper yesterday from the Braves.
Yeah, and when you look at the position you would kind of put yourself in, as you mentioned, you can look at the series against the Mets, the two series, where you would go 5-2. I think that's a little bit of a misread, if we're going to be honest, because you also have to look at that series that split it, which is where you dropped 2-3 to the Marlins. And if it was a different story in that Marlins series, I think you'd be a little bit more accepting of where you're at with this Mets series ending up with a split, again, after taking the first two games. And here's what's frustrating to me, Bunk, and we kind of loosely talked about it. I looked at the 13 games and say I want to be 9-4, and you had a chance. You still technically have a chance.
Got to sweep the Phillies,
but that's a position you've now put yourself in just by dropping these last two games. And you're right. I think Grant Holmes did everything you really need him to do.
Yeah, he was
against
solid.
A good Mets lineup. He ran into trouble here and there, and sometimes he worked his way out of it. And once or twice they did touch him up a little bit. And the offense. You mustered three hits: Ozuna, Eli White, Matt Olson. Unfortunately, none of them tied closely together.
And none of them in the final five innings. The Mets retired the final 15 batters in order. And
what thing? I think Olson's was late.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was a ninth inning single.
Oh, okay.
That did
maybe
nothing.
They put 15 in a row.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Until that, but I mean, it felt like that. Here's the thing.
Bullpen threw 6 1/3 shutout, the Mets bullpen.
They gave up one
hit. They were a disaster the first two games.
They gave up one hit. You really did, when the injury happened, felt like, all right, I mean, this is where you want them. You got their start, and, you know, the starter had been good in the game, and he had been good so far this year as well, Canning. I realized he was the Braves had him in the offseason and then didn't keep him or
sure.
Whatever. I
mean, right. Like,
that's just sort of like, if you want to be really mad, you can
focus
on that.
I'm not entirely sure he even got a paycheck. I think that's how short he is with the Braves.
I don't think so. No one expected Griffin Canning to be 7-3 at this point of the season. And unfortunately, it seems like that's probably what his record is going to be for the season, because that injury yesterday looked very similar to a lot of the
a lot
of the injuries that we've seen of late. Here's the thing for me about that 9-4 ask. Like, I'm with you. That's the type of baseball that they need to be playing if they want to, you know, if they want to get back in this thing and salvage this year. The problem is they're not good enough to go 9-4 against these teams.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's the real conversation. Like, that's the real problem. Is it, again, it's great that they went 5-2 against the Mets in these seven games, but losing to the Marlins in between that, and just seeing the way some of these games go, none of this is breaking news, but it's just furthering the discussion that we've had about them all season. Like, I don't understand how you can go into yesterday's game and not have Drake Baldwin in the lineup. It was a right-handed starting pitcher, and Drake Baldwin's genuinely your fourth best hitter, or maybe even third best hitter right now. Like, Sean Murphy just isn't competitive at the plate a lot of times.
Yeah.
Right now. He's batting .218 on the season. If it wasn't for that great power start that he got off to when he came off the IL, I mean, we'd be talking about him in the same breath as Albies and Harris.
Yeah.
Right now. And really, probably should be talking about him like that, because that was a long time ago. I understand Drake Baldwin pinch hit later in the game, but I don't know.
By the way, it's too late at that point. You're down four runs.
It is too late. And again, I'm not saying putting Drake Baldwin in the lineup yesterday would have fixed everything, because he played 2 days ago and hit a home run, and you still lost 7-3. But at this point, you got to be throwing every single possible thing you can at the opposition. And I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, I haven't.
It feels like a small thing, but he's. If you don't have him in your lineup yesterday, you're going Acuna and Olsen, and after that, who knows? And I know Riley's been pretty solid. He wasn't very good yesterday. Ozuna has been awful in June. Since we found out that he was dealing with the hip injury, you can tell. Like, he's clearly dealing with something. I suppose he has an excuse, but it doesn't matter. Like, the run from third doesn't score because Ozuna has an excuse for not getting him in. The out's the out, and he's been making a lot of them. After that, I mean, you're basically 3-9 yesterday in a really bad spot. So, again, I don't know that putting Drake Baldwin out there every single day fixes everything, but you got to try to find a way to get him in the lineup more, because your lineup is just – it's just really not good.
Yeah, and we'll see what the plan is against this Philly series. Like, I to be fair, I haven't looked ahead about Mick Abel, Jesus Luzardo, Ranger Suarez, and how often we're going to see Drake. Like, are we going to see him the next two nights, and that's why he didn't play last night, and then we only see Murphy on the, like, day game Sunday? Like, I don't know.
I get they want a platoon, and I get that Murphy's the starter, but I think we're at the point of the season where this guy's better. And he's also young. Like, he can catch every day.
Well,
he'll
also
be all right.
This is, you know, for whatever it is, these games are doubly important.
Or let him DH, honestly. Like, if you – Ozuna is not the same Ozuna right now. I understand he's probably still your third best hitter. Low bar. You got two good hitters. And I don't know, maybe he's not better than Riley. Probably not better than Riley. So your fourth best hitter. But, like, I mean – you know, that's another thing you got to be thinking about at this point, because he just isn't the same guy. He's got two home runs at this point in June.
Yeah,
his OPS went from 900 to 780, and
I still keep thinking, by the way, about every ball that is hit to the wall,
right?
And it's just like,
it's,
man,
that close.
Yeah,
had one robbed the other night, which isn't really his fault, but still.
No, but it's the only thing that I think of in my head is, like, if he were 100%. I mean, what do you need? You need an extra inch and a half, and that guy can't catch that ball?
Don't we all?
Well, there are ways to...
We'll talk about Blue Chew later.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's fair, but are you going to trade him? You're just going to bench him? And I understand. I also don't want to go...
I don't that's the hard part, is, like, that's really the conversation, though, is, like, what are you really capable of doing to try to fix this thing?
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, Michael Harris has been, like, sub-500 OPS for a month and a half. But what are you going to do?
We have also
going to demote him and bring somebody else up? I don't think they're going to do that. But, he really is one of the worst hitters in baseball for the whole season. But the crazy thing for him is it's actually getting worse. Like, Michael Harris started out not very good, and it's actually trending down. To the point where you just wonder if it's partially mental with what's going on with him right now. The struggles are just compounding on themselves. I don't know what it is with Albies, but clearly he's not the same this year as well. And we understand what it is with Ozuna. The problem is, when you talk about fixing it, it's a lot. It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, you need a starter. Well, you need a couple bullpen guys.
But here's the problem with that.
You need a shortstop. You need a left fielder.
Like, get
you
a
need
starter.
A center fielder who can
Fine.
Hit. You got, there's so many needs right now. It's not, it's getting more and more complicated.
Get
to
a starter, get two relievers. How do you win last night's ballgame?
Right.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter what you have in the bullpen. It doesn't matter. Because Grant Holmes, I'm going to take that start.
If you give up four runs and their starting pitcher
the bullpen
comes out
gave
of the
up
game,
two. Dylan Dodd gave up two. Let's just take the two that Grant Holmes gave up.
Okay.
Game's over.
Right.
It's over.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Right. I mean, if you get three hits and score zero runs, it doesn't matter.
So we're going to request Double A to get a starter immediately because Chris Sale is hurt, and I understand that. And we're going to request him to get two bullpen pieces because certain guys just aren't good enough right now.
Right,
and that's fine.
Think about the five you won in seven against the Mets. How'd you win them? Four Spencers, two Schwellenbachs, two Striders, and a Sale. That's how you beat them, right? I mean, you scored seven in the second game of this series, and that was Strider not having his best start. Still a pretty solid start, but not his best start.
Well, he didn't get deep, but he limited the damage.
Yeah, he only gave up a couple of runs, but that's how you beat him. And that, again, gets back to if you're, like, silver lining, best-case scenarioing this team right now and how they can win, it's you get great starts from those three guys, and Sale's not available right now, so two guys, and Ronald Acuna is the best player in the universe. That's how you win games right now.
And right now he's on a tough go. He had a rough go two nights ago. Now, he did get on base because of
two RBIs.
He had the one hit late.
Right.
And then that streak obviously ended last night. If he's going 1-for-7 over the course of a two-game stretch,
you don't have a chance. You're not going to win any of those games.
And guess what? You didn't.
Yep.
You didn't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And a couple nights ago when he was having a rough go, Matt Olson stepped up and picked up the offense. That didn't happen, and it can't be all on Matt Olson. This goes to your point. You need Riley to be a little better. We need Ozuna or Baldwin, Murphy, Albies. I mean, those guys, you've mentioned it before, and I echo it. It's not on Verdugo or White or Nick Allen. It's on those other guys who have extensions and long-term deals and superstar potential who are letting you down.
Problem is, I don't know how far you have to get to do something about it, because it's just not getting better with some of those guys.
Well, I think it's this series. I think it's this weekend.
Do you?
We have circled this pivotal. Yeah. I keep using that word. Everyone's been using the word, the 13-game stretch.
I think we probably go a little further than that. I think they'll probably limp their way into the All-Star break.
I think you're talking about the organization and AA. I agree with you. But I think from the fans' perspective, the way I looked at it, there were some fans who were already out on this team being able to turn around and get it done. I think there's a huge percentage of fans who are waiting for this stretch. Now, again, depending on what you do against the Phillies, you might still be there. Mm-hmm. But if you go 1-2 against the Phillies, or my goodness, you get swept at home against the Phillies, and they've been a lot better at home than you have been on the road, the Braves have, you're going to be at the end of that 13-game stretch, and you're going to have the look. And I think you're going to have a lot of fans who are just like, okay, I'm with everyone else now. It is time to admit it's just not the year, or these guys aren't it, or whatever they need to do mentally. But we're getting pretty close to that, potentially, from the fans' perspective, by Sunday night.
I'll say this. Even if they sweep the Phillies, and I hope they do, obviously.
Sure.
I hope they sweep the Phillies. There's still huge issues
of
that
course.
This team has.
Of course.
So I hope even if they sweep them, they're not like, all right, we're good now. Like, no, like, still glaring holes across the board.
Yeah, you know. But it's also going to be what's that number. Because if you come out of the weekend three back of that final wild card spot, like, people are still going to point.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.